We know that this book of Philippians is written by Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul is, before he name was Apostle Paul, his name is Saul. We know that Saul is, he is a great persecutor of Christians. He persecute a lot of Christians before. He don't want, there's a prayer meeting, he don't want to see a prayer meeting for the Lord's in the ministry. He don't want gathering for Christ's sake. That is Saul before. And you know, God appeared to him in a great light. And he was blind. And you know, he was saved. He got saved. And now, before, and you know, he became a great missionary. And that's the thing that he wrote the book of Philippians, one of his book in the book of Philippians. While he is in prison, there is a joy in his life. There is joy in serving the Lord. Because if you read the book of Philippians, is full of joy. Full of joy. There is joy in serving the Lord. And in this chapter that we read, we could see the how God, he humbled himself for you and for me. How God, he became a servant just for you and for me. We could see in this chapter how God is humiliated, how God is afflicted. We could read it also in the book of Isaiah chapter 53. How God suffered for you and for me. But verse 5, let this mind be in you. Oh, this night, thank God because you have the mind of Christ. Thank God because you have the mind of Christ tonight, that you are not in everywhere, that you are not in mall, that you are not in market. But thank God because you are here in God's place for you to hear the word of God, for you to be fed from the word of God, for you to become faithful. You know, I thank God because you have the mind of Christ. You will not be here without the mind of Christ. Amen? You will not be here. If we have the mind of Christ, we may be humble all the time. We may be humble all the time. Thank God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind that Christ came down into this earth. Let this mind be in you, that Christ is God. Let this mind be in you, that Christ was suffered for you and for me. You know, it caused him to leave his glory in heaven, to die on the cross of Calvary for you and for me. He left his throne in heaven. Christ came down to this earth. Because you know why? God seen that every one of us is not able to pay for our sins. God saw the condition of man, that we are born sin because of Adam. Because of Adam, all sin is passed through all men. That's why there is death. There is what you call death, and there is what you call the destination of our souls in hell. But thank God, because he humbled himself, and he came down. He came down for you and for me. You know, no man ever asked, begged God to come down on this earth. Even the angels in heaven. Even the priest, no. Even the pastor, no. No man ever lived in this world, in this earth, that begged God the Father to send his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross of Calvary. But you know, Jesus Christ himself, he made the decision. God the Father sent him. And he never complained. Just imagine, he humble. When there is a humbleness, there is obedience. Thank God because Christ, He came down. He humbled Himself just for you and for me. But made Himself of no reputation and took upon Him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in the fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him. Thank God because when Christ became a servant, God the Father is highly exalted Him. And you know, Jesus, the name Jesus Christ means Savior. Savior. What a name. No man ever lived in this earth except Jesus Christ that He is our Savior. But thank God because Jesus Christ is the only Savior of this earth because He is perfect. And number two, He laid down. In the book of Matthew, you could read there that a man laid down his life for his friends. Many times mentioned in the book of John. Don't you know that Christ laid down His life for you and for me? Just like our forefathers before. Your forefathers before. The militaries. That they laid down their life for you to have freedom. For the Filipinos have a freedom. Thank God because not only He came down, but also He laid down His life for you and for me. The number three, He sat down. Number three, He sat down. Isn't it great that our Lord Jesus Christ that we serve tonight is in heaven and He is in His throne? And you know, He is listening in us when we pray. And the Bible says in Hebrews, let us come boldly into the throne of grace because He has the authority. Jesus Christ has authority to answer your request, your prayer to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God because He is our mediator. Isn't it wonderful that when we have a friend that he's sick, when we beg God, when we say, God, please help my brothers that is sick and please help him. I love this brother. And you know, God is start working on that person and he's healed. And to God be the glory. Amen? Amen? To God be the glory. You know, wherever, whether you like it or not, we always go to prayer. We always go to prayer. Why? Because we need Him in every hour. We need Jesus Christ in every hour. Because we are nothing without God. But you know, Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We can do all things through Christ. We can do all things through Christ. And number four and last, did you know that your enemy and my enemy, he will put down. Number one, he came down. Number two, he laid down. Number three, he sat down. And number four, he put down. Don't you know that your enemy, Satan, our enemies, there will become a time that he will put down. He will cast into bottomless pit. Isn't it great and wonderful that we don't have longer enemies? Isn't it great that when you go to a place that there's no enemy, there's peace, no hopeless. You know why every nation is suffering? Because there is enemy. Many churches is persecuted because there is enemy. Wherever you go, there is enemy. Satan is there. But there will become a time that Satan will be bound in hell forever and ever. And that is victorious. And you got Him, Jesus Christ, is in your heart. You got a victory. I have a victory. Praise God. Because He put down our enemies. And we know of longer enemies. There will become a time. Remember this. Jesus Christ walked for a half mile to carry that heavy cross. And you know, you are in his mind. I am in his mind while he is walking on that road going to Mount Calvary. There's no reason for you to be discouraged. There's no reason for us to be discouraged because Christ Jesus, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he carried that cross, the sin that is in his shoulder for you and for me. The blood that was shed in him. Just remember that blood. Remember him when you're discouraged. Oh, I will not be discouraged. Christ died for me. And he loved me until I die. And I have a heaven to go home to be with. Thank you so much. And God bless you all. Let's pray together. Our gracious Lord in heaven, thank you so much, Lord, for what you have done in our lives. Lord, thank you for this church again. Lord, I pray that may you bless this congregation, Lord, and especially the pastor. May you give him a power, Lord, all the time as he preach. And Lord, thank you for all the things that you have done in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.